Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Previously on A New Winter. What's his name? I asked. But suddenly I knew. I knew as soon as Sophia spoke, I knew who her father was. Henry, she said. His name was Henry. This is episode 22 of A New Winter. You met Henry, didn't you? Nicholas said to me. Henry, the German. Remember him? Yes, I answered. What was Nicola up to? Had no one informed this Sophia what had happened? In fact, who did know? Why was there no press looking into this? I suddenly thought, does Nicola even know? Does she even know that Henry died? Oh, so he's been here? Sophia asked. Her eyes lighting up. There's been some kind of misunderstanding. I mean, yes, your father was here, but what am I doing? I thought. I shouldn't have to be telling this poor girl this. But what? She asked. I think you need to speak to an Inspector Dewbridge. He knows much more than I do, and he'll tell you what happened to Henry, to your father, and if there's been any more information. Oh, okay, so I go to the police station. After, soon, she said, her face full of worry. Nicola looked angry at me. I shrugged. What the hell was I supposed to do? Do you, Sophia started, do you know someone called Jackie Fair? My heart raced. Yes, I said. Why? My father, he had a girlfriend, and that's her name, she said in a German accent. Nicola waited for my reaction. Yeah, I do, but... Well, she's missing too. She's a friend of mine, actually. Ah, well, maybe they ran away together, yes? She asked, as if it were the only logical conclusion. Maybe, I said, but... I hoped not. That's what I said in my own head. There's part of me that wanted me to tell her, just tell her everything. You know, your father is a rapist, a pervert. He helped set about this series of events where people are dying left and right. I know, by the way, one of those dead people is your father. But instead, I just forced a smile, a half-hearted smile. And she smiled back. Well, I guess we better go, I said, feeling extremely awkward, and I went to stand up. Nicola gave me an icy stare and looked back at Sophia. Well, now look, we'll help you find your father, but be careful, it's a dangerous place here. We soon left, and Nicola had left my head spinning. What is going on? I asked. How did you find her? I didn't find her. She found me, she said. She came to the Lime looking for her father, Henry, same as you did. We exchanged numbers and I told her to never go back there. Who knows who might have snatched her up. But why would I want to meet her? Well, you're both looking for the same thing, no? Henry, Jackie. Maybe you can help each other. I mean, she's young, she needs help. Maybe this Dubridge of yours can help her. I wouldn't be so sure, I said. I'd start to trust him less and less. Why? I don't know, just something off. He knows more than he lets on, I'm sure. I need to get my ducks in a row here. So much has happened that it's just tough to know what's going on. I'm starting to question my own sanity. I've been hallucinating. Now, all I know is that something evil is happening here, and I need to uncover it before it gets worse. I think I'm in some sort of danger, but whatever, it's too late now. It's too late to back out. Since we met, I've also been through some strange circumstances. I've seen things. I've heard things. I think we should be honest with one another. I mean, maybe we could figure this all out together. She smiled softly. I mean, this should have made me feel comforted, like I was finally able to share some of this burden, but instead I couldn't help but feel like she was just trying to coax something out of me. Was I being paranoid? She had certainly gone through several mood changes since last night, and please don't forget the brutal murder that she had just committed, having set a building on fire. I wanted to trust her, I really did, but I just couldn't. I mean, she was clearly disturbed, right? I couldn't help but be intrigued. I just wanted to be near her. I didn't understand it. I mean, what was happening to me? Let's chat tonight, I said. Let's just be open with each other. We need to figure out what's going on. The sun was at its highest, but it was still freezing. I just wanted to go home, but right now, I didn't want Nicola with me. Tonight, she asked. Why not now? Look, I'm going to go home. I need to check on my mum. I lied. Can we just meet up later or something? Okay. And we made arrangements to meet later that night. I had to go home and sort myself out. I don't even think Nicola realised just how much the events at the time had affected me. It might have felt a long time coming for her, but for me it was quite harrowing. As I got through my front door, I noticed a letter on the table. Hand-delivered, it seemed, with my name on it. Hello? I shouted. But no answer. Okay. As I opened it, I noticed the note itself had been handwritten, and quite nicely as well. It said, "Step too close to the edge, and you may look over to see the depths of what your curiosity imagined. But where you stand is so close, it can give way. Walk back, lest you become part of the abyss." Well, that's dramatic, I thought. I mean, it was ridiculous, an empty threat. I wasn't exactly sure why I was being threatened in the first place. Obviously, I'd touched a nerve with someone. Well, I guess that Mum must have read it anyway, otherwise it wouldn't have been on the table. Didn't know how I was going to get out of this one. "Hello," I shouted again. But nothing. And then I saw her purse was still there. And there was a cup of tea on the side that was still full. I put my hand on it and it was still mildly warm. That's strange, I thought. "Hello?" I shouted again. And then I started to panic. I opened up every door to every room, but nothing. What was happening? "Mum? Hello?" Oh, fuck, has she run off? Has she had enough? Thinking her son was a mass murderer? Just then the phone rang. "Oh, thank God," I said and picked it up. "Hello, Mum?" "No," the other voice said. "No, it's not your mum. It's Jackie." If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.